morning with the head coach of the College of Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Good morning.
Good morning. Quite a week for your team last week, going on the road and picking up that big victory, 67-66, against UNCW, and then come home and knock off an Elon team that had won five in a row, 71-58. Talk about what went well for your team in those two games.
Well, I mean, I thought that both games we defended well enough to give ourselves a chance. You know, down at Wilmington, it was a tight game all the way through. Up one, down one, up two, down two, throughout the whole game. I think they had a great crowd, and the energy was really high in there, so they got off to a good run. It was 6-0, but other than that, it was tight, and I thought we were able to get enough stops down the stretch, and our players, our guys, you know, made big plays. I mean, made some shots, and so that's what happened in the Wilmington game, and then the Elon game. They were playing really well coming into the game, and they made a lot of shots in the first half. They really guarded us. We didn't score but 22 points in the first half, but again, we defended well enough to keep ourselves in the game. They had 28, and then in the second half, we really put both sides of the ball together. We were able to continue to get stops, but at the same time have a lot of offensive balance where we were making some shots and getting to the free throw line and getting the ball inside. So two really good wins against great teams.
We've talked often, you really do have a relatively young squad that's in this position as far as contending for a championship for the first time. How impressed by your guys and how much growth have you seen in your team? One, to not only go on the road and do what nobody else has done this season, which is go into Trash Coliseum and a sellout crowd and get a win, and then the ability to come back home, as you said, against a good Elon team and you know, kind of forget that game and focus on the Elon game and pick up another win. How has this team grown and impressed you over the last few months?
I mean, we started to show more maturity. We are really young, but, you know, we do have some guys that have been around for a couple years, and that helps with the younger guys. You know, the older guys have really done a great job of having some leadership to help, you know, keep the young guys on edge and make sure they understand the importance of the mental focus you got to have. And so I give the credit to the few older guys we have of having good leadership. So I have seen that. But, you know, the Wilmington game, I mean, this is the first time we've been in a situation this season where we had to come off of a really big win. There was so much emotions going into that because it was a big game. It was for first place. They got a great program. We played in some tough games against them. And so we go there, we win, and now you got to get ready in a short turnaround for a team that's won five in a row and seven out of eight. So from a mental standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, I give our players credit for bouncing back and really not getting so excited about having some success on the road in a big game to the point where you can have a letdown. I thought we did a good job of bouncing back after a big win and getting ourselves back up, ready to play, and I give them all the credit.
You've talked all year long just about taking this thing one game at a time with 3 weeks to go, now tied for first place. Has the message changed at all?
No, not really. Because, you know, we got a good team coming up, you know, Thursday. I mean, really, we can't get too excited about what's going on down the road because down the road going to take care of itself. But we just got to try to get better every day. We had practice this morning. And that was a big thing, man. We got to get better today, and so that was it. Tomorrow we'll get back in there and we'll try to game plan some. But today was just about getting better and making sure we improve. So the message is still the same. Maybe it'll change at some point, but right now just the same. Just get better every day and control what we can control.
We're here at Charleston head coach Earl Grant. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. I want to talk about a couple guys who had some big weeks for you. The first one, Nick Harris. We've talked about a lot of guys this season, but Nick's kind of a little bit under the radar. But career high, 16 points, 7 rebounds at UNCW. How has his game improved from his freshman year to his sophomore year?
Well, he's got more confidence. He's gotten stronger. He's really been working on his post moves. But he's getting older. I mean, so as you get older and you work hard, and obviously at some point, you know, there'll be some fruit falling off that tree. And so he just fruit, the fruit of his labor. I mean, that's just a simple thing. He's been working hard for a lot of years, you know, 2 years, just putting in the time in the gym. And then the big thing is we just throw the ball to him more. So really he's getting more touches and he's just showing that he can deliver.
The other guy that we've talked about a lot this year, Joe Chile, went over 1,000 career points, which is quite a milestone in your game on Saturday. But he's had a tremendous year, averaging 17.5 last week, but has seemed to really hit big shots and want the ball in clutch situations. Talk a little bit just about him hitting that 1,000-point milestone and then his ability to just seemingly take games over for you here down the stretch in these big games.
Yeah, he's gotten to that 1,000-point mark in the middle of the third year of him playing. So, towards the end. I mean, obviously, this is his third year playing on the court, and so that's pretty impressive for a guy at the guard position to hit that number this early. But you know, he's a real humble kid. He's a gym rat, and so he's always in the gym. He's always watching film, and so you know he deserves the success that he's having, and it really ain't no surprise that he's starting to really play well the way he's playing now. Because, like I said, he's one of those guys that's always in the gym, he's always watching film, and you know you reap what you sow. I mean, he deserves it. I mean, you know, it ain't no accident, and it's pretty simple. I think it is pretty simple. You reap what you sow.
As you touched on earlier, you guys another challenging game, Northeastern coming to TD Arena on Thursday. It's the first time you guys have seen Northeastern this season as you've started to prepare for them. What are some of the challenges that Northeastern presents?
Well, I mean, you know, just like a lot of the other games, but the big thing for them is they got good players. They got good players. They're experienced, and they're extremely well coached. And so we just got to make sure that we prepare well, try to take away some things that they're going to try to do offensively, because they're very good at what they do. And so, you know, our defense is going to have to be sharp. And then we got to find ways to execute on the offensive side to try to figure out where we need to get the ball. But very, very well-coached team, really good older players that can really impact the game. And so it's going to be a huge challenge for us here on Thursday. And we just got to make sure we're prepared the best we can and go out and play to the best of our ability.
All right, Earl, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Once again, for media members on the call, just hit *1 on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches this morning, we'll work those questions into them as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call this morning by the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning, A.